Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody. Feels now, like ages.
Does it?
Yeah, it just does.
It's only been a week.
Yeah, it now, just feels forever.
This week on your Heartbeat, you talked about, or it was titled, Look to Jesus. And you talked about how we should look to Jesus and the attributes that he has as an example for our faith, as someone to follow. Now, that kind of seems a bit obvious, but sometimes I'm not sure that that's what we do.
No, it's very obvious, but practically we forget. It's like we have Alzheimer's so often. Mm. We're in stress situations and we forget to look to Jesus. Mm. What would he say? What would he do? Mm. How would he cope? Or even praying for strength and courage.
Yep.
We forget. You know, it's when you realize, you go, oh no, how, you know, you know.
But you point out that sometimes when we're going through the humdrum of life, the humdrum of life gets in the way of us looking to Jesus.
Yeah,
we're focused on those things.
Yeah, we get blinded. Mm. Blinded by the light, blinded by the darkness, blinded by the mundane,
whatever we're wrapped up in.
Yeah.
So you shared from the book of Hebrews, it's chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. So let's read it and then we can pick it apart even more. And it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with the perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. So that's just the first two verses. But when we look at that, it's kind of saying to us, a bit what you've said, let's put aside the weight of our life, which to me is like the humdrum, everything that's going on, the stresses.
Yep, difficulties. It says,
let us put aside sin, which is easier said than done. But if we put aside those things, it says, then look to Jesus. So put them aside and look to Jesus because he is the example that we should follow because he was someone who was able to continue to look to God the Father the whole time.
Yes, but also the first part also states it's like all the saints that have gone before, all the people that have gone before, they look to Jesus. Mm. Go read the lives of saints. Go read the lives of good men and women. They followed good morals, good values. Sometimes maybe when you're reading a biography, autobiography or whatever, they're not necessarily always saying, well, I followed Jesus. Mm. But the goodness which comes from God was there, and that's what they put into their life. Mm. You know, they had a goal, an aim. It's like running the race to the end, a vision, a dream. And God puts that in our hearts. And when we recognize it more as Christians, we go, wow, you know, it's, and firstly, Jesus is the perfection of mankind because he was human but also divine. So we look to him ultimately. But all these other people are good witnesses too that they did it. Mm. And if they can do it, we can do it because we get our courage and strength from God. Mm. But also, don't you want to follow good examples? I mean, I know as a parent, I would go, oh, I hope my children follow the example of that person because that person is doing well in life but is generous and kind and, you know, like all those attributes we desire for our children. And so it's saying, yes, you have to ultimately look to Jesus but also look at the witnesses that have gone before us, that have lived on this earth, that have gone through struggles and trials and difficulties and, you know, health issues and, you know, earthquakes and whatever could have happened in their lives, and they've still persevered and run the race to the end because they kept looking to Jesus.
So I've just written like a question here, so what can we learn? And I've written, Jesus set his eyes on the joy that was before him. So he set his eyes on God and the victory in eternity that God had for him. And that was his task. His task was to come
and tell us that we are saved.
Yes.
That we are redeemed. That we've got a chance to live eternally with the Father and him and the Holy Spirit.
And then I think if we think about ourselves, we can think about, well, what are the tasks in my life? And maybe there's a specific calling on your life that you like, oh, I know it's to do this. And on top of that, there are other callings in our lives, like, for example, I'm called to be a mother. I'm called to be a wife. And through all of that, we can set our eyes on God, knowing that he will be with us through the struggle of it all. I think that's where it kind of comes to the practicality of, okay, God's called me to this task.
Yes.
And if I look to him continually, which is my joy.
Yes.
Then he will help me through that humdrum.
Yes.
And that's where... How Jesus is that example for us, how he was someone who came to the earth and completed what he was asked to do.
And sometimes, how often did he just do the mundane? We don't know fully the life of from when his human father, Joseph, died on the earth, but we know his father was a carpenter and he would have shared that carpentry skills with Jesus. So as a human, he then would have still then been able to look after his mother Mary, because in those days you had to trade your wares or trade your gifting, because that's how you got food got the income or the money to buy food and whatever else. It doesn't state it, but that's what he must have done.
I'm just thinking, you imagine being like, in my house, this is the table that Jesus made.
Yeah,
these are the shelves that Jesus made. Beautiful. Like at the time you wouldn't realize, but you know how pretty cool that would be.
But he had to still do the things of life. You know, it wasn't until he was 30 that he went then, wasn't he, off and selected the disciples and did everything else.
Did the ministry work, yeah. And the scripture then moves on and it tells us in verse 3, it says, consider him, so that's Jesus, who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. And so we're encouraged here to think about how much Jesus went through for us, to be encouraged that we shouldn't lose heart.
Well, he had his eyes set on that goal, that dream, that vision. And so when he, you know, put up with the torture, because it was real torture on the cross beforehand even, and he put up with humiliation, and he put up with, he didn't focus on that, he focused on these are children of the living God, and I want them to know that they're saved, that I've come, and they've got eternal life. And so we need to, with the tasks that are ahead of us, not put our focus on the pain, the humiliation often that we can get because we're Christian, or whatever, you know, comes our way, but the dream, the vision, the task that we feel God has placed before us.
Something that you said that I really liked was you said, we're being trained to be a daughter of the living God and we should walk in Jesus' footsteps. And what are those footsteps? To love, to forgive, to love your enemy. And so if we can do what the scripture earlier says, which is put aside that weight and humdrum of life, put aside that sin, well, then we can remind ourselves, okay, in this situation now, how am I going to walk in Jesus' footsteps?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I love? How can I forgive if that's what you need?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what comes to my mind is last weekend, Bruce and I we're cutting down trees. Mm. And these trees are a menace. They're a pest. They've got thorns all on them. They're in part of the property land that we have. And so we bought these special gloves to protect ourselves. But Bruce cut them down and then I dragged them because when winter comes, we're going to burn them off because we don't want them to be anywhere. We don't want them to plant seeds or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anything. And some of these branches were really hard to pull along the ground and pile up and whatever. And I actually have a bung knee at the moment. And I thought, no, I need to set my eye on the goal. I've got to get this chore done. I know it was only a chore. And I could have gone off, can't do it anymore. But I was like, okay, Lord, while I'm struggling, because I was struggling at different times, limping a little bit, pulling the, dragging these trees, I said, Lord, I'm going to give this little discomfort to you that you could use it so that others can come to know you. Little things like that, when we see we're looking to Jesus, and you can think, but that's a bit ridiculous. No, it helps you. It helps you. It helped me go through that 2 hours of doing it. Like we can offer so much up to our Lord to say, Lord, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do this for the love of others. Would my little suffering be send up, you know, help or prayers to those in need?
And what we can do, exactly, I've written here is what you said, is we can ask God to grace us with ability and strength to keep walking, to keep set at the task that he's asked us to do. One of the things, or lots of things that I like that you shared was Jesus didn't do it alone. He leans on the Father and the Holy Spirit. But then you talked about a cross.
It's beautiful. Have you ever seen it? I haven't seen it yet. It's beautiful.
Well, you said there's the hands of God holding Jesus up, and then above him there's the dove, which is the Holy Spirit giving him courage.
Strength,
and it just gave such a beautiful picture of the Trinity.
It wasn't just Jesus on the cross. It was the three of them.
Yeah, it was just a really beautiful picture. I'll have to look it up. So this week, I think our weekly challenge is to ask God to give us strength to keep going. And at those times where we are lagging in our faith, to look to Jesus. So I suppose to me, I like to look for in my life things, I suppose, triggers that make me do something. And so, like, for example, okay, if I am struggling, use that actually as a trigger to go, okay, God, I need you.
You know, use it as something that points you to Jesus
to remind you to do that, asking him for his grace and his courage. So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've really enjoyed our chat and that that has really encouraged you in your life. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.